The Mummers Parade in Philadelphia is thought to be the oldest folk parade in the country. Since 1901, participants have marched up Broad Street dressed in extravagant costumes every New Year's Day. The routines often satirize current events or pop culture, and sometimes they can be offensive. So this year, the Mummers went through sensitivity training to help them rein in their antics. From member station WHYY, here's Peter Crimmins.
The Mummers have a long history of getting into trouble. In the 19th century, guys would dress up on New Year's Day and horse around their neighborhoods, doing a lot of drinking and fighting. So in 1901, the city of Philadelphia convinced them to march up Broad Street together, largely to keep an eye on them. This year, a few days before Christmas, about 60 musicians congregated in an IKEA parking lot in South Philadelphia to practice. This is the Frelinger String Band. It's been around for over a century, and like most Mummers clubs, it spends a better part of the year putting together its costumes and routines. Saxophonist Steve Koper has worn face paint, donned sequins, and marched every New Year's Day for 47 years.
It's a 4.5-minute semi-professional production, and we're very proud of that. However, when we do pick themes, we have to be aware of modern times.
The Mummers are a lot less raucous than they were a century ago, but some still managed to get in trouble.
There was a lot of anger last year with several of the things that happened.
That's because last year, some Mummers depicted Latinos by wearing brown face and dressing their children as tacos. Still others mocked Caitlyn Jenner. Another group made fun of the Black Lives Matter movement. The routines were captured on bystander cell phones and posted online. And Rue Landau, the director of Philadelphia's Commission on Human Relations, heard all about it.
Every year, the Commission on Human Relations gets informal complaints about Mummers' skits.
So this year, Landau coordinated a program of sensitivity trainings for the Mummers to teach the fundamentals of cultural appropriation and some basics about the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. Workshops were held in bars and community centers. Jennifer Childs, a local theater performer, led one on the difference between appropriate and offensive satire.
Part of this is joyous. A part of this is going like, wow, you guys spent a year sewing sequins on that outfit. You look amazing. You want people talking about that, not about, oh, did you see that jackass with, you know, blackface on?
The training was entirely voluntary, and Landau, the human relations commissioner, says nobody knows what's going to happen this New Year's Day until it happens.
We just had an election with somebody sends a message out to all of America, say and do whatever you want to do, and you have the Mummers leadership saying, pull it together, reel it in. So if there's ever been a challenge for the Mummers, this is the year.
For NPR News, I'm Peter Crimmins in Philadelphia.